EBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Prosecutors have dropped charges against actor Alec Baldwin following the deadly shooting on the set of the movie Rust. He was charged with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter. While Baldwin is cleared, armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is not.
Now it all seems to fall on her as the one who handled the weapon that discharged and ultimately killed Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer, and those charges remain.
ABC's Aaron Kuchersky. President Biden is rejecting the House Republican plan for raising the debt ceiling.
The president says the argument is simple. Democrats did not demand conditions to raise the debt ceiling under President Trump. He won't let Republicans do it while he's in charge.
We should not have to negotiate on this. We should not be doing this with conditions.
Spokesperson Corinne Jean-Pierre says the Republican debt ceiling plan would involve massive spending cuts, block student loan relief, repeal green energy plans, and take back billions for IRS enforcement. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
This is ABC News. An apology from an Oscar winner fired for sexual harassment.
Oscar-winning actor F. Murray Abraham speaking out for the first time since he was fired from the Apple TV Plus series Mythic Quest, reportedly over sexual misconduct. In a statement, Abraham says he, quote, told jokes, nothing more, that upset some of my colleagues, and as a result lost a great job with wonderful people. He says it was never his intention to offend anyone and calls his statement a sincere and deeply felt apology. He concludes by saying he has grown in his understanding from this experience, and he hopes for forgiveness. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Jennifer Coolidge will be honored with the Comedic Genius Award at this year's MTV Movie and TV Awards. The White Lotus star has been hot this season, winning several honors, including an Emmy, 2 Critics' Choice Awards, a SAG Award, and a Golden Globe. The Grateful Dead officially has a TikTok page. The band's music was just added to the social media platform last month. Users can have their songs as backgrounds of posts. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM. WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Do you want weed to be legal in Wisconsin? 844-967-2789. And of course, I'm asking that question on the only... I think the only unofficial marijuana holiday we have.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 420, in case you didn't have it marked on your calendar.
And I have a feeling there are some who do not.
There's definitely people who do not.
Yeah.
I feel like I would not be someone who, besides paying attention to pop culture and the inevitable amount of media that once a year gets written about what's the origin of 420 and all of the things that happen. I am not necessarily I am very much for legalizing weed in Wisconsin, but I think anyone who knows me knows that I am.
It's not your thing.
I'm more of a booze hound. Let's be honest.
Okay. All right.
But I would love to hear from you because you would be in good company if you think that we should legalize weed in Wisconsin. 844-967-2789. Do you think we should legalize it? And do you think we should, if you say yes, is it just, do you think we should just do medical marijuana or be like our friends to the south of the border in Illinois and tax it, sell it, treat it like booze, make some money off of it? Because God knows we're giving in 1 year alone, sending $36.1 million in tax revenue to Illinois.
You're welcome, Illinois.
Which really, it's like, you know, with our fun rivalry we have with that state, it really irks me that we're just giving them money. Right?
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, I'm certainly on the side of wanting it to be legal, wanting it to be fully legal. And so, but I would love to hear from the 23% who are like, no, that aren't necessarily our Republican lawmakers who, even that alone, like they make up probably a percentage just by themselves, them and the Tavern League.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I think that plays a big part in it. I do.
And it just feels, because in so many of our cities now, it's decriminalized anyways. And what is the point? What is the point of continuing to have it be illegal, but decriminalized in the cities that decide to, you know, even as recently as last fall, Stevens Point, you know, not a, you know, it's a purple city.
Yeah.
They changed the possession, like the lowest possession fine to $5.
Yeah, that's not going to deter much.
Right? And mm-hmm. So Stephen Point, Steve, this was in the fall. This was last June. So the city council voted 8-3 to further decriminalize marijuana within its boundaries, because cities can only do so much. But they're not the first city to do this. They've joined lots of other cities who've done the same thing. But they set fines for possession at $5 plus court costs for people 18 years or older.
Okay.
And then the vote also raised the amount people can possess and still receive that $5 ticket from 5 grams to 25 grams.
Oh, that's quite an increase.
So this is Eau Claire, Green Bay, Milwaukee, Madison. And so basically within a lot of these different cities, they've changed whatever is in their bounds of decriminalizing it, both in a priority list for police of what they respond to. If you are caught with possession, what the ramifications of that are. And so, like, I just don't understand the argument beyond the hearsay of the Tavern League, who lobbies pretty aggressively towards Republicans, that represents taverns. And not necessarily, I don't think the Tavern League is represented that much in bars and restaurants in Milwaukee and Madison, but certainly when you go up north.
Outstate, yep.
And, you know, this is the same group that was also very much against banning smoking in bars. And I think, I mean, this is what I've always heard. I've never heard this as, like, an actual policy matter, but it's basically they think that if people are going to smoke weed, they're not going to go to the bars. Right? And, like, that is the major reason. It's not because we're like, oh, we're going to wait to see what the federal government does, and we don't want to put our residents in harm's way, even though we have, like, the loosest drinking laws and drinking and driving laws, and we have the worst outcomes when it comes to how much we abuse alcohol in this state. But, you know, we're protecting our citizens
right.
by basically not prioritizing when they smoke weed, sending tax revenue to other states, and being hotboxed in from all of our Midwest states around us that have basically legalized it in one way or another. So I just need someone to explain to me on this holiday, what are we doing?
844-967-2789. You can call and or text. We will get them both ways. I think you make a really good point in that, again, Iowa, you guys, Iowa.
I mean, it's wild. I have this was published yesterday, 2 days ago, in Rolling Stone. And so it's like the United States of Weed, and it's a map of the United States. And there are only 6 states that are orange on this map. And orange means no program for legal THC. And literally every other state is either legal for adult recreational use, legal for medical use only, low THC medical use, medically legal. So there's these 4 different categories. We are among 6 states that has nothing. Not medical, not recreational. And it's Idaho, Wyoming, Nebraska, Indiana, South Carolina, and us. Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana all have more. They have medical marijuana, and we don't.
844-967-2789. Kevin from Sturgeon Bay joining us. What do you want to say, Kevin?
Yeah, I agree. It should be by now. I mean, come on, you know, everybody else around us. But I just find it fascinating that we ban cigarettes because of the health effects, but yet the marijuana smoke, and I know a lot of it is not smoke, but you still have a good amount. But yet the Surgeon General, and, you know, I just find it fascinating how they push, like, the cigarette smoke is so harmful, and a cigarette does have a filter on, but yet marijuana smoke is fine for you. Or what is in marijuana that could be a, you know, like, side effects, I guess, health problem-wise? Nothing has really ever been said about that.
So I think there's more and more studies that it's certainly not a miracle drug. Like, it's not like acai bowls where it's like you're getting a lot of antioxidants from smoking weed. Like, I think it's still a vice, right? Like, it's still you're taking risks to your health by enjoying it the same way that we do with smoking cigarettes, drinking. Drinking's awful for you, and it is the most heavily pushed, like, the amount of commercials and, like, part of our culture drinking is, and not acknowledging how bad it is for us. And so I think it's more of, why are we still sending people to jail? I mean, and we're not even. So at this point, because my point is that we're surrounded by places that it is legal as an economic venture. We're just missing out.
Well, I would agree. I think our drinking would greatly diminish in this state if it were legal, because I know for a fact that a lot of people would switch the other way. Just get alcohol altogether. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Interesting. And so there's there's people who would switch if it was legal, but they haven't yet because it's not legal in your kind of anecdotal friend group.
Because then we'd go out and we'll go hang out in bars and stuff, and obviously, you know, we would probably that scene would probably be eliminated, you know, because obviously there is a lot of problems with alcohol that I think would go.
Well, and you know what, Kevin?
Anyhow, nice chat with you guys.
You too.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Kevin.
You too. Thank you so much, Kevin. And to Kevin's point, certainly inhaling anything is never going to be good for you.
No.
Cigarette, any kind of smoke or anything like that is just not good for you.
But I feel like it falls apart as far as when you talk about what is and is not good for us. Sugar is awful for us. And the sugar lobby is huge in this country as far as how bad our food is for us. That is FDA approved and pushed upon us, and stuff that is not legal in other countries to put into processed food. And like, that's killing people. That's adding to, like, people want to throw out the obesity problem in our country all the time. And like, it's our food. It's not just people being lazy.
Right.
It is the food that we eat that is terrible for us, that is allowed to be sold to us. And so like the health things, and we're protecting our citizens by keeping this illegal, I just don't buy.
Well, but don't you think, I mean, Kevin made an excellent point in that if it is made legal recreationally, bar traffic is going to go down. And the Tavern League certainly doesn't want that to happen.
And certainly, but you know, that's true is because all of the major alcohol companies have divisions that are invested in cannabis. Anheuser-Busch, all of them have little like laboratories, and there's special divisions that as soon as it's made federally legal,
they're going to jump.
Oh my God, the amount of products, and you think like edibles and gummies and all of this stuff, like there's the capitalism will be at work once this is actually legal. And so I do agree, like, and I think there has been some studies. I don't know if it's a huge shift, but I think in places like Minnesota, they have seen a shift of once it becomes recreationally legal, people do drink less. But it's also like if you ultimately still want to be social, because isn't that, I mean, you can drink at home. Although they do try to curb that too by not letting us buy alcohol after 9 p.m. They're like, if you want to drink, you got to go to a bar. You can't do it at home.
Right.
If you ran out of alcohol at home and it's after 9, sorry, got to go to a tavern. All right. Well,
we got some text word to get to on the other side.
Okay. So we were talking about, because it is 420, happy 420 to all those who celebrate, especially some of our colleagues. Who I know, I know it's a special day for them.
It starts with a D and C, but continue.
D and C. I think they are back.
They're back
both
today.
Back today.
Yeah, both
so
back
it'll be
today.
Interesting to tune into them today at the Devils to see how they're celebrating. But we are talking about legalizing weed in Wisconsin. Will it happen before it's federally legal? Maybe, but more about your opinions. Should we finally legalize this? 844-967-2789. And especially if you think we shouldn't, I would love to hear from you and hear your reason. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be back in a minute.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online.
Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Want to legalize weed in Wisconsin? 844-967-2789. Are you among the 69% of people in Wisconsin as recently as last August when Marquette Law School polled this question? And 69% in Wisconsin is a very high margin.
Because we sure don't seem to agree on much.
But we certainly, even if you don't smoke, if it's of no benefit to you because you are not someone who is a big enjoyer of cannabis, do you see the benefit of it? And if you're not, I mean, if you're in the 20, I think it was 23% in that poll that said no, why? I would love to understand what is the reason behind it? 844-967-2789.
Texter from the 414 says, my stepdaughter works in the industry. Besides tens of thousands of jobs and hundreds of businesses, Colorado is working on its second billion in revenue. They use it for a number of things, including drug treatment and schools. Of course, our Republican legislators don't care about tax relief, right?
Maybe I'll ask CJ about this. CJ Safer, president of Institute for Reforming Government, is coming back at noon today. We're going to mostly talk about taxes since it was just tax day. And he and the organization that he represents are much more in favor of tax relief, no income tax, flat income tax. So we're going to have a conversation about that. But I think I will probably bring that up to him as like far as these other things that, at least on the Republican platform in Wisconsin, could bring tax revenue that they seem so against. And maybe he can explain why. Maybe he'll have a good reason.
I'm sure he will. 844-967-2789. You can call or text. Should we legalize recreational marijuana? Should we legalize medical marijuana? 414 says medical marijuana, make it legal ASAP. Tax, however necessary, to take back Madison. Dems need to run on this issue. And also, less bars? Probably not. Are there any less bars in Chicago because of marijuana? Any fewer casinos because of marijuana? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know if, I think it's, even the one study I saw that now I can't quote off the top of my head, it declined, but not to an
extent
that was like, oh, bars are closing.
Right.
And there's such, because there's a shift even without weed being legal in general, and this is nationwide. Gen Z is drinking less.
And we're going to be talking to someone who has a sober bar.
Yeah.
In Racine. And this, like you said, this is a growing trend.
And like sober curious. And we've talked about that in this show before.
The yellow section at Packers games.
Yes. And so there's more and more people who are trying to curb drinking habits in general. And sometimes, and for some people, they just do better if they want something to relax. They do better with weed than with drinking, because drinking can bring out
bad things.
Bad things in some people.
People can get very aggressive when they're fueled up. And I think about, you know, in my previous incarnation, and I would do stories with veterans and people suffering from PTSD and how much it helps in certain circumstances. And to deny these people the ability to have something that's going to make them feel better, I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Well, and it's also so silly to me because have you had, wait, is it Delta 8? So Delta 8 is legal.
I don't know.
So I'm going to stop screwing this up. But there's Delta 8 and there's Delta 9. And Delta 8 comes from hemp. And if there's a loophole when they basically legalized hemp again, for, and so there's hemp farmers and there's hemp farmers in Wisconsin.
Sure.
And so now there's like a deregulated, or unregulated, I should say, because it was never regulated in the first place. But in that loophole, Delta 8 is now legal in Wisconsin. And like, there's plenty of places in Wisconsin where you can get like Delta 8 gummies and Delta 8 this. People in my family have bought them for Christmas presents. And like, it is perfectly legal. And I will tell you right now, it's pretty similar. It's a pretty similar effect as far as the thing that's not legal versus the thing that is legal. And it's also potentially, when you put, when you do legalize it, you can regulate it as far as like certain standards. Because right now, the Delta 8 gummies in Wisconsin, it's kind of just like someone figuring out how to make gelatin molds and like melting some Delta 8 in like strains into it. And so you'll take one and sometimes it's a little bit stronger than the one that was right next to it in the bag. And it's not necessarily always, you know, the product is in development.
We have Tim from Waukesha on the line at 844-967-2789. Thanks for joining us, Tim. What do you want to say?
I was just going to say that, states, surrounding states, they tax quite a bit. I was up in Michigan, and I'm looking at my receipt now, and the state excise tax was $42.41. And so that's just for making a purchase.
Can I ask you what can I ask you how much the purchase by itself was?
Yes.
Okay.
I spent a subtotal was $424.
Oh, so it's like 10, but, like 10 or 11%.
Well, yeah, I think it might be. I don't know.
Which is a lot when you think of sales tax. That's on top of what the sales tax was, I'm guessing.
That's on top of the sales tax also.
Yeah,
the sales tax was $25. And so I've been down to Illinois too, and it's basically the same tax down there too. And actually I think it might have been a little bit higher, but I couldn't swear to that.
Yeah, it's a moneymaker. If you want to hold on, but we got to go to break really quickly, so I don't want to cut you off. But if you have more to say, we'd love to hear from you on the other side of the break. But we're going to go to a break right now. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Take a little trip. Take a little trip and see. Take a little trip. Take a little trip. Take a little trip with me.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Prosecutors have dropped charges against actor Alec Baldwin following the deadly shooting on the set of the movie Rust. He was charged with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter. While Baldwin is cleared, armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is not.
Now it all seems to fall on her as the one who handled the weapon that discharged and ultimately killed Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer, and those charges remain.
ABC's Aaron Kuchersky. President Biden is rejecting the House Republican plan for raising the debt ceiling.
The president says the argument is simple. Democrats did not demand conditions to raise the debt ceiling under President Trump. He won't let Republicans do it while he's in charge.
We should not have to negotiate on this. We should not be doing this with conditions.
Spokesperson Corinne Jean-Pierre says the Republican debt ceiling plan would involve massive spending cuts, blocks student loan relief, repeal green energy plans, and take back billions for IRS enforcement. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
This is ABC News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
What did I miss? What did I miss? Virginia, my home, sweet home, I want to give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lots of different ladies. I guess I basically missed the late 80s. I traveled the wide, wide world and came back to this.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. What did I miss? I've been gone for a week. I was supposed to be back yesterday. Southwest had other plans for me. Yeah. but we're back today, and I had a great time. It was very fun. It was good to unplug a little bit. Saw a lot of friends that, because I spent a lot of time, used to live in California, if you didn't know.
I know.
And
yeah, you haven't seen some of those folks in a while.
No, some of those people I hadn't seen in over 2 years.
Nice.
And so, yes, so it was really great, but I did get a little hung up trying to get home, but we're back. And I was open-ended question, what did I miss? Greg Bach has some headlines. I'm sure Jane has some headlines. But before we cut to that, we have a caller, right?
We lost our caller, unfortunately. Oh. But we do have a text. We were talking about the Fox Dominion settlement and taking your calls and your texts about how you feel about that. 844-967-2789. 262 says, honestly, I couldn't care less about a settlement. A judgment against Fox would have meant something. A settlement is just rich people paying off other rich people.
Yep. The way it happens all the time.
Yeah.
What?
Well, and it's...
I do want to share just this little clip of Jake Tapper from CNN. When the news came down yesterday about the settlement, And he shares the statement that Fox released after the settlement was announced.
Dominion's lawyer saying, quote, today represents a ringing endorsement for truth and for democracy. Fox trying to put a positive face on what can only be interpreted as one of the ugliest and most embarrassing moments in the history of journalism. Fox issued a statement saying, quote, we are pleased to have reached a settlement of our dispute with Dominion Voting Systems. We acknowledge the court's rulings finding certain claims about Dominion to be false. The settlement reflects, I'm sorry, this is going to be difficult to say with a straight face. This settlement reflects Fox's continued commitment to the highest journalistic standards. We are hopeful that our decision to resolve the dispute with Dominion amicably instead of the acrimony of a divisive trial allows the country to move forward from these issues. Unquote.
Jake Tapper. You think, here's the question. Do you think that was genuine or planned? Do you think he read it and was like, I'm going to do a bit? I'm going to pretend that I can't help but laugh when I read this versus him actually genuinely being his genuine reaction.
I've seen him on late night television being interviewed. That was probably, I would say it's 75% real, 25% bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. To maintain professionalism.
Yes. But like Joe said, it's not over.
Right.
There's this other case. And I do agree with the text, though, the 262 text, as far as like a judgment is different than a settlement.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
And
there's usually consequences with a judgment.
Yes. Although, would there be?
Who knows? I mean,
I don't think, would they, even if had there been a judgment and they got, say they had to pay the whole total $1.6 billion, would there have been any changes, like legal changes that they would have had to make in their business? I don't think so.
But couldn't they have required Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham at least once an hour, every hour for the next year to read some kind of statement about how they lied?
Okay, now you're just living in Jane Matinee world.
And it's a nice place. You should come.
All right. Well, what else did I miss while I was gone? Greg's got some, but if you have other things that you feel like, hey, Kristen, you missed this.
This was a big one.
844-967-2789. But Greg Bach, what did I miss?
Let's see here. U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany here in Wisconsin signaled he's considering a 2024 Senate run against incumbent U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin because he has purchased two domain names, ThomasTiffany4Senate.com, as well as Tom Tiffany, the number 4, Senate.com. He's made no formal announcement. There are no other Republicans who have made their announcements as well. And one of his big things is he's claiming that Tammy Baldwin is a career politician, and I want to, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, the congressman hopes to add U.S. Senator to his resume in his long decade career as also a public servant. So
I was going to say, wasn't he in the state legislature for a while before he made it to Congress?
He's a couple decades behind Tammy, but he's still, I mean, come on. I'm tired of this. Scott Walker, career politician. You've been in politics since you dropped out of Marquette, okay?
But the question, so you've worked on campaigns.
I have.
Because I feel like every campaign cycle, we get to, oh, the other campaign bought a domain, and now it's like a fake website that says all the bad things about that. Like both, I think Ron Johnson bought them for Mandela, and all the ones that kind of pop up every election cycle. So in your campaign expertise, how many domain names should the campaign buy to try to mitigate that from
honestly,
happening?
Just
or what should we go buy in Tom Tiffany's name right now?
Well, honestly, just to stave off people like John Oliver, who's like is a professional domain buyer.
For sure.
I would like Tom Tiffany, friends of Tom Tiffany, let's see, you know, Tiffany for Senate. But that also sounds like someone who ran like in 1983. Like, hello, Tiffany.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I mean, and you go to the website, they don't take you anywhere. They don't even like redirect you to like his campaign website for congressman. They just go nowhere. They're just purchased. But I would buy honestly, like to have these two, I'm sure after the announcement, Smart Alex around the state started buying up anything that had to do with him. And
Thomas. I didn't know he went by Thomas.
I think it's probably because I bet you Tom Tiffany for Senate is taken. So, but yeah, that's right. There's a story there.
There's a story.
Let's see here. This was a little dust up happened this past weekend. Toronto Blue Jays pitcher Anthony Bass sparked heated debate on social media after claiming that a United Airlines employee, quote unquote, made his pregnant wife clean up food mess left by his children on the flight. The flight attendant, I'm not going to read the tweet because it's what he exactly said. And he was very upset about this. And I know my reaction was one, you could help.
I don't think he was with her. I did see this story.
Oh, really?
She was flying alone.
Oh, I thought
she was like five or 6 months pregnant with two kids flying alone.
Yeah.
And that was the, I think, because this was like sparked lots of debate, right?
Yeah.
And so he wasn't there to help her.
I thought he took the picture, but still, I saw a great response from a flight attendant who said, "We are here for your safety, not your cleanup." And also, what are you doing giving little kids popcorn on a plane? Come on now. You're smarter than that, aren't you? You got two
so
of them.
So you agree that she was the one to clean it up?
I think she needed to clean it up. I think it's, you know, I don't think it's the responsibility of the flight attendants to clean up your mess, especially right there. If you do that, I think, yeah. And I also think his freak out, his attitude about it was totally uncalled for. And the fact that he puts made, quote in quotes, I don't know what that point was. I'm just wondering if maybe if the flight attendant made his wife do that because maybe his wife was not the most responsive to her being told no.
Interesting.
So
844-967-2789. You can call and you can text. Gary from Fond du Lac on the phone. What do you want to say, Gary?
844-967-2789.
Gary, you want to turn your radio down?
Yep.
Phone, what do you want to say, Gary?
Gary.
Hello. Hi. Oh, there he is. Gary, hey, Gary.
Turn your radio down. We're getting feedback here, okay?
How many packs of smokes does Pam smoke in a day?
How many packs does who what?
Does Pam smoke in a day?
Pam?
I feel like we're being set up here, folks.
I have no idea. I'm not sure.
Is there a punchline?
Pam is.
All right, okay. We're moving.
That was fun.
Nothing like a good, nothing better than a joke with a punchline, a joke with a cliffhanger.
A setup, but no punchline.
Yeah. So, all right. Other news. Andy Owen, the president and CEO of Miller Knowles, a company hawking uninspired and overpriced furniture that likely litters your office building, who took home just shy of $5 million, including a $1.2 million bonus in 2022, got on a video call last week to inform employees that they have some gall asking for the acknowledgement of their labor and information about bonuses by saying, "You just need to leave Pity City."
Pity City.
Which is sound advice, as rent in Pity City is going through the roof and construction is nonstop.
See, there's the punchline there.
Right, right.
The story is this CEO, very wealthy, very successful, basically poo-pooed her employees for wanting a bonus?
Not even asking about bonuses and wanting acknowledgement for the work they have done already. Like, that. I mean, come on now.
I mean, she knows there's a labor shortage, right? That people will leave your company very quickly these days.
Yeah, exactly. And Pity City. Well, she heard that at a conference of CEOs once. let's see. Let's go to some Wisconsin sports news.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers. Remember him?
I literally asked while we were gone. I asked Mike. I said, "Has there been an update with him? And is he signed anywhere yet?"
I'm gonna give you one.
All right.
Remember how he wanted to go to the Jets, and not only that, he wanted to take players as part of the trade-off. Well, apparently the Packers and the Jets haven't spoken in weeks. No word on the most immunized quarterback in the NFL. And it's like when
inoculated?
Exactly. I want to be immunized from that, man. It's like when you want to break up with a person and they want to break up with you, so you both just stop calling and hopefully it goes away.
So basically the Packers haven't talked to anyone.
The Jets
just, like,
and the
sitting...
Packers haven't talked about for weeks about this.
They just... It feels like a lot of money to just like let hang in the ether of, well, I don't know if he's your problem or our problem, but someone's going to pay for it.
Yeah. Let's see. Do we have a time for one more?
We do. We have plenty of time.
Oh, great. Okay, great. Then I'll give you a couple more. Let's see. Dominion, no. I was going to ask you about the latest mass shooting since you've been gone, but there are 15 since you've been gone.
Not only that, how have we, I mean, not to take this turn, because I don't want to get too dark, and I'm sure we'll cover it later this week, but to have three back-to-back instances of, I made a mistake and I ended up shot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that, yes.
Is, because I just, this morning, I just saw one of, you got in the wrong car.
Yep.
Wrong driveway, wrong door, wrong car.
Yep.
Shot. Like, yep. Jesus.
And to go along with this now, Tennessee Republicans have advanced a proposal that will further protect gun and ammo dealers against lawsuits. So, right after the shooting in Nashville.
So Tennesseans, if you want to protect your kids, have them apply for a job at Smith & Wesson or Glock.
Yeah. They won't get sued.
No. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. He's a big popular guy.
Is there more updates there?
His problems got worse because they found out that the billionaire businessman and Nazi arts and crafts enthusiast, Harlan Crow, who, by the way, is not a DC villain, he bought the property and the house of Clarence Thomas's mother and has allowed her to live there rent-free, also doing tons of upgrades on the property. And Clarence Thomas has not listed this on his financial disclosures and said, oops, I didn't realize I made a mistake. I'll amend them now. Yeah. I mean, it's just piling up. And you've seen what he looks like. He's not going anywhere. He won't do anything. He won't recuse himself.
No, ever.
No. He's like the Fox News of justices. He'll do nothing. That was a bad comparison, but I tried.
No. I got it. But his mom is just living in a house paid for by Harlan Crow.
Yep. Yes. Who, by the way, like, I just want to say this. Harlan Crow is, because this is great. Harlan Rogers Crow is an American real estate developer born in Dallas, Texas. He is the chairman of Crow Holdings, which was founded by his father, Trammell Crow. I mean, what are we talking about,
what
people?
What kind of villain origin story is this?
Let me tell you something, Trammell. I'll have you. I will crush you beneath my boot.
I drink your milkshake.
It reminds me, if you ever seen that SNL sketch where Adam, what's his last name? Actor, very hot. He was on Girls.
Oh, Adam Driver?
Adam Driver plays like a 98-year-old oil tycoon talking to his kids' class. So funny. All right, then can I do one more?
You got 30 seconds.
Kristen Noem spoke at the NRA convention in Indianapolis about her two grandkids, Addie and Branch. Yep. And apparently Addie is going to be soon learning how to use her shotgun and her rifle. Addie is not even two.
Oh, wow. All right, we've got to take a break. We'll be back in a minute. It's just the president's assembled in a cabinet and Secretary of State, great, and I'm already said it approved. I just got home and now I'm headed up to New York.
Headed to New York.
Looking at the rolling fields, I can't believe that we are free. Ready to face whatever's waiting.
We're all looking.
man. The Bucks really showed up last night. That was a fun game to watch. Much more fun than Sunday's game.
Winning is just always better than losing.
Winning, making baskets feels good.
It does.
Who knew? we watched the game. Well, we watched the game on Sunday in California with one of our buddies who's from Wisconsin, and that was
not so much.
Not so fun. That was painful.
Yeah,
but it was interesting because I think Charles Barkley said it as recently as yesterday, but I think there was some other banter as far as the Bucks for now, in this series at least, can win without Giannis, unlike can the Heat win without Tyler Hero? Well, you know, Wisconsin boy.
Right.
And I think last night proved that with some adjustments, they can do just that. The second quarter was quite the spectacle of just raining threes and... Oh, so speaking of raining, it just started pouring. I looked out the window and I was like, oh, now it is raining.
Yes, it is pouring in downtown Waukesha.
But yeah, so last night's game was very fun. It also, I think, showed how much depth the team has, regardless of just not having Giannis, but having Pat Connaughton come off the bench, make as many threes as he did. Ingles had a great game. Like, it was a fun game of basketball to watch. And it was also fun because... after Jimmy Butler tried to troll. Did you see this?
No.
So Jimmy Butler on his Instagram stories posted a photo of like deer in headlights.
Oh.
After Sunday's game.
Ooh.
So it felt especially good to be like, shut up. Shut up, Jimmy.
Don't be so sassy.
And so, but my bigger question is for people out there, if they were able to actually watch the game. Because we had Mike and I were talking yesterday afternoon. I said, are we going to just watch the game at home or do you want to go out? And he's like, well, we have to make sure we can watch it. And he has the NBA package or whatever, so we could. But this is kind of goes back to the same, like the Go Pack Go bill that Tammy Baldwin has constantly been pushing and like the media markets. And I think Greg and I talked about this once with baseball of sometimes the inability for you to watch your hometown team. Despite when your team is playing in your city and it feels like there's no reason you shouldn't be able to somehow get that game. And yet, unless you have this package and are paying for it, you are blacked out. And yep. So I thought we had a coverage from that last night, right?
Some Bucks fans were not happy with how things went for game two of the NBA playoffs. It's not because of how the team did. It's because they couldn't watch on their TV. The game was blacked out, which is kind of crazy because you would think Milwaukee and Wisconsin residents would be able to watch their local team, especially when they're the number one seed in the playoffs. So what happened is this. Rather than the game being on a common national network like ABC, ESPN, or TNT, it was on NBA TV and Bally Sports. Those networks blacked out the games for local viewers. Why though? Well, actually, it's a pretty common practice. Local games get blacked out because then it forces you to buy TV packages to watch the game. This happens all the time across the entire country. It's just...
And that is from James Groh's Twitter feed.
Over at TMJ4.
At TMJ4,
yeah. And it feels like one of those things where he kind of goes on to say the same thing. He's like, you can understand, obviously, why fans are angry.
Sure.
And justifiably so. And I guess he also is like, what I also get from, like, the business standpoint. You want to make money and stuff. But it's like, it just feels weird that for some of these games... You just have to, in order to like watch your team play year round, you need 1 to 5 subscriptions.
Which is ridiculous.
Across, you know, it's like you either have a cable subscription and then you get ESPN and TNT and then whatever it's on the local channels. But then you also potentially need like a Bally Sports and an NBA pass to be able to watch some of the games. And it all just comes down to rights and all this stuff. But it's not, and basketball is not the only sport that does this. Like we just said, there's stuff with baseball, there's stuff with football that sometimes you just can't get your team despite it being in your state or even your city.
Right.
And I don't want to say we should make it illegal, but it's just like, it feels wrong that is the case.
It feels like you're being held hostage.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It just feels like, it's a cheat. And I mean, are professional sports having money problems? I didn't think that was an issue. I didn't think that they were struggling.
Maybe they're just not making as much money as they want.
Okay then.
But it is interesting. Just I would love to see some graphs of and adjusted for inflation of year over year, what the like NFL, MLB, NBA is worth. Because we saw when we were in LA, it's kind of our thing for some reason now to see a movie while we're on vacation, which is kind of seems silly. We saw the second Black Panther when we were on our honeymoon, and then we saw Air in LA. Have you seen it yet?
No.
You have any interest in seeing it?
No.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's about basketball.
It's not so much about basketball. It is about when Nike signed Michael Jordan in 1984.
Okay.
And that was it was a shoe deal, an endorsement deal that like changed the industry as far as it was the first time ever an athlete got a percentage of sales. It wasn't necessarily the size of the deal, but it was also the first time that they made the shoe about him.
Sure.
Versus being a player who just wore the shoe. And like 1984 was before I was born, even if I was born, I would be really young. So it's directed by Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck's in it. Matt Damon's the main star. It's a really good story. It's certainly a story about capitalism, but like it is a good story. They do a really good job of the homage to 1984. Viola Davis, as always, is excellent as Michael Jordan's mom. But it was interesting because they talk about even in 1984, where basketball ranked in like the culture. And at that point, Nike was a running, they made running shoes. And that was where most of their money came. And they were behind Converse and Adidas as far as their basketball program. And it was like this scrappy thing. And that's why it was, Michael Jordan did not want to go with Nike because it wasn't cool. Adidas was cool. And all of this stuff. But even what they talk about kind of like the status of basketball almost 40 years ago. It's just so interesting because now it's so dominant.
Oh, man.
And how it's so much money. And like not only just what the shoe deals are worth, but all the salaries and what they're worth and like how much money is infused into all sports. So no, that's a long way to answer. I think they're doing fine.
The teams are doing fine, yeah.
The teams are doing fine, but maybe Bally Sports, haven't they gone bankrupt a couple times?
That could be.
So, all right. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. But when we come back, CJ Safer is going to be here. We're going to have a riveting conversation about taxes. I know that sounds boring, but I promise it's going to be interesting. If you have questions for him or for taxes in general, 844-967-2789. We'll be back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You see on the bubblegum cards, me and homeboy would go one on one, cause playing the game is a lot of fun. Sit by the TV and watch them all, cause Curtis Blow is rapping basketball.
They're playing basketball.
The ball, y'all.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.